Hello, my name is Matthew Green, and I'm a creator from the east side of Detroit. From graphic design to throwing shows to recording music, I'm just involved in every aspect of the art. What you're going to be hearing on this podcast is my battle, my struggle to mold my community around art. So one thing I like to do is I like to do a lot of youth outreach. I have a collective called The Faction, and we're in the process of renovating out my grandma's old house and turning into a community center. So this podcast is about the fight and just some of the journey I had to go through to try to make some of these steps possible. Along the way, you'll hear some interviews from some of the people in my neighborhood talking about the change that needs to be made in the neighborhood. And, you know, also how was the conditions of the neighborhood when they were growing up. One thing that I have been blessed with is being one of the semifinalists for the My Brother's Keeper Challenge. Basically, it's a grant highlighting innovative ideas in the city of Detroit with a focus on young people of color. So here's the submission video for the My Brother's Keeper Challenge. Stay tuned and we'll be back in a minute. My name is Matthew Green, but I'm known as Jay Green. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm what you call a city slicker. I bus, bike, skateboard, everywhere. I'm deeply rooted in the city. My neighborhood is the infamous Mack and Buick. Made me who I am. All it needs is really some culture, and that's what I'm trying to usher in to the neighborhood. You know, because I'm really deeply rooted. From young to old, everybody knows me as that skateboarder, artsy kid, the dreadlocks. I'm creating a brand called The Faction, something me and my cousin Legit has been working on for about 3 years now. And it's basically to usher in a movement of music, art, poetry, mentoring, and sports to the community. Because we don't have any community centers anymore, any after-school programs for the youth. And they really need some guidance, you know, somebody to really help them, to stir them in the right direction. So what I'm doing is I'm renovating out my grandma's old house. She just let it go because she was tired of what was going on in the neighborhood, and she just wanted to get away. But I'm coming back to take my neighborhood back. So me and all the other members of the faction are pitching in and renovating this house and turning it into a creative space to where we can throw shows and to where we can have mentoring. We can have a studio space for kids to come and create art, help with homework and different things like that. This is my dream, and I will get it. And that's me, Jay. But you know, in order to make change, you gotta hit the streets and ask the people what they want. So what I did was, you know, I went out and interviewed people young and old to see, you know, what the community needs. How was it like for them growing up? And how can we make change?
I'm down here, man, in the basement now. We on Fairview between Canfield and Warren, Mackish area, whatever you want to call it. I'm down here with my homie. State your name for the record.
Dale. That's Dale. You already know who that is.
It is Dale. I got a couple of questions to ask you, man. You know, you grew up over here on the east side, you know, Mack, Warren area, you know, basically all your life. Just tell me how was like for you growing up, you know, as a youth, you know what I'm saying? Just tell me how
growing up in
how
the
was
hood,
it? How was the conditions of the neighborhood?
Growing up in the hood ain't gonna be no different from where growing up with somebody else. But me growing up back in my time, it was different because we had a lot of OGs really on the block that made us different from what we is today. You feel me? That's just me growing up over here in the community. But it was a whole bunch of something else after that. You feel me?
Like, then, what's missing
I really
that
think
we had back
we
in the day
more,
or whatever?
We really need more like the Brewers, the 4-H Community Center.
So recreation centers,
we
stuff
need
like
recreation
that.
Center and stuff like that.
You state your name for the record, please.
LaVonda Hardiman.
How you doing, Miss Hardiman? You grew up on the east side of Detroit, Mack, Warren area around there for a long time. I just got a couple questions to ask you just about the area growing up. How was it for you, you know, just like growing up and stuff like that?
Well, it was fun when I grew up in the 70s. back then, village raised the neighborhood. You know, everybody was your mama. Everybody can whoop you. You know, it was different then. You know, black people, we stuck together more. Nowadays, it's a little different. We don't stick together like we used to. Kids disrespectful. You know, drug era, crack. In the 80s, it did something to the black families. Broke them down. The community need to be a little closer. We need to have more community meetings, more block clubs where people know each other on the block. Like, I've been over here 10 years, and I barely know some of the people on my block. Hell, I live across the street from some people that I never spoke to this year for like 10 years. So, you know, the neighborhood not close. People not close like they used to be.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Anita Conley.
Hey, how you doing today? I just want to ask you a few questions. So you grew up on the east side of Detroit, Mack and Bewick, Warren area around there. Can you just tell me about how was it, how the conditions of the neighborhood was when you was growing up?
I can remember growing up as a child around here. We had decent playgrounds to swing. We actually had places that we could play. Playscape areas, monkey bars, basketball court. Now is nothing but grass and trash. Now the city has just gone downhill at this point. Today's community could be changed by putting back into the community instead of taking away. Everything have been taken away from us. Like I said, the playgrounds, you know, the community centers, a lot of churches are tore down. It's more liquor stores than anything around. If we can cut a lot of that out, it would be much better. It would be great.
What's up, y'all? This is Matt Green, aka Jay Green. I'm on the east side with
T.O.
What's up, bro? How you doing today, man? I got a couple questions to ask you, man, just about the hood in general, man. I know, you know, been over here all your life. How was the conditions, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, when you was growing up, you know?
It was pretty good, but of course we wish we could have more in the neighborhood. But we need more community services around here. More community leaders, more leaders in our environment, just the neighborhood in general. More schools, more parks, more leadership.
I'm here with one of my young brothers. What's your name, bro, for the record?
My name is Moses, or Mosiah.
Moses, Mosiah. Hey, Mosiah, man, I got a couple questions to ask you, man. You know, you grew up on the east side, you know what I'm saying? Tell me, how was it like in the area, growing up, you know what I'm saying? Well, you're still young, but still, how was it like, you know, growing up, man?
So, I grew up on East Warren and Chalmers.
Yeah.
In that area, it's like, just like any other area, the east side, notorious for, you know, drugs and shit. So, I'm used to seeing a lot of that shit around the city. But it was a sense of community. A lot of people left.
Okay.
Yeah. People are buying up the houses, you know, fixing them up. A lot of gentrification going on. It took me like an hour to get downtown.
I was in a rough environment, and obviously I wanted different, but you know, as I grew up, whatever, nothing changed. Actually, it's a lot of gun violence. Period. We just want better for the community. Go to school, finish school, and keep going until you can't go no more. Do what you think best for you. Do what's best for you always. Do what makes you happy. And things like that. Do not follow others.
As you can see, while I'm interviewing people, that the same thing keeps being reiterated. That we need more sense of community in the neighborhood. We need more community centers. More after-school programs. Tutoring. Arts. Music. These are things that have been stripped away from the neighborhood, and we really need to bring that back. Some of the requirements for the My Brother's Keeper Challenge is that we go to design thinking workshops and different seminars to help us mold our prototyping idea. It's pretty cool. You know, one big issue that is talked about in these meetings is that they don't want money to be a factor, you know, for impacting kids' lives. It really hasn't hit home yet that I'm one of the semi-finalists for the My Brother's Keeper Challenge. Just honored, blessed. Can't say otherwise. You know, this money is really going to affect a lot of young kids in a positive way. A lot of people, you know, the whole community is going to, you know, usher in a new age of thinking, you know, for most definitely. So, you know, that's beautiful. But one thing about it is, with me, you know, design thinking and these seminars and these workshops that we go to are cool, but the emotional connection that I have to my community, you know, can't nobody, not trying to even be funny or nothing like that, but I'm ready to die for my community and what I believe in. And, you know, can't nobody teach me that. Like, I'm really ready to give my all to see my community succeed.
Just a couple things I want to say. You know, when I'm not in the hood or organizing, whatever, I'm making music and stuff, you know, reaching out to the youth. Just brought over a couple little homies, had them record, you know what I'm saying, trying to get them out the hood a little bit so they could see a different outlook than what they used to. And that's one of the big things about Defection and the project I'm trying to do on the east side, is to, you know, really get them seeing something outside the box, you know, versus the day-to-day violence and, you know, drug abuse that plagues the community. I see, you know, change coming, people starting to, you know, react more to even just the interviews that I've been doing. You know, they've been wanting to get involved. I want to be a part of something. And that's what the community been missing for a long time.
And I can be glad to say a highlight of some of that change is the Detroit Foundation Hotel After Dark. It's a series that I help curate along with We Are Culture Creators. And it's just, you know, highlighting the young black artists, musicians, you know, in the city of Detroit, you know, who otherwise sometimes won't get that spotlight. So here's some of the audio of me interviewing Michael Reyes at the Detroit Foundation Hotel.
The foundation was a space that kind of approached us to do some kind of, I guess, multicultural programming, for lack of a better word. But our idea was always to bring black and brown talent into a space that normally wouldn't see us. And so when we started to create this concept in partnership with them, this concept of Foundation After Dark, it was really, really important that this idea of equity and this process of equity was a part of the foundation for like, not being like, not for a pun, but as a foundation of what we were talking about. And for us, it was really important to kind of work and book black and brown artists in this city that weren't getting highlighted downtown. And you can never know how things are going to grow. And it's kind of taken on its own life. Where to the point where, you know, people in the city, you know, plan to come to the event.
Change is needed in the inner city, and it's coming. Slowly but surely, it's coming. Even after this podcast will be over with, I'll still be competing for the My Brother's Keeper Challenge for about 8 more weeks for the grand prize of $50,000. Even if I win or not, it's just been a fun experience, and I'm just happy to get connected with amazing people and just amazing resources nonetheless. I'm going to continue to keep battling to make my dream come alive at this community center, and nothing's going to stop me. Thank you for listening to my story. This was Jay Green rocking with you, and Morningside 48224 is sponsored by the Knight Foundation. But before I go, I'd like to send you off with one of my original songs. It's titled Black Man, produced by Josh Hype. If you want to find any of my music, you can look me up on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, at J-A-Y-E, Green Like the Color. Have a blessed one. Black man got killed in the hood. He's left in the streets for hours for all to see until the coroner comes. Even a news van arrives on the scene before that refrigerator truck pulls up to haul away yet another statistic. Where I'm from, you better off catching a bus to the hospital if you've been shot. EMS protocol is that if shots been fired, wait for the police to arrive on the scene first. Well, I know a lot of homies that's sitting in the plot still waiting for him to pull up. This is the reality of a black man living in the hood. This is my reality. Jay, tell me what's your order? I'm just a black male trying to feed my daughter. That's why where 8 Mile be the border. The gun line that you won't catch a border's or a Starbucks on my side of town. That's that 1-4 shit, it goes down. They don't want to listen when I talk about it, so I'ma make them listen when I talk about it. Auntie taught me the streets. Mama
taught me the book. Cancer to snatch them both away from me. And little Jeremiah, I just wanna know why. Cause every time that I look at little Nate in the face, I'm like, damn, I just wanna cry. And I don't even wanna talk about Fuji. I wouldn't have these antennas if it wasn't for you. I don't go around the block no more, but I'ma still put that block on. Cause I know this shit is for you. They try to block me out, they try to box me in, but I'ma still keep being this black man. Hair nappy, kinda scrappy, oh so misunderstood. Black man, hair nappy, kinda scrappy, oh so misunderstood. You don't know if you're a black man. Heading up. Kind of scrap. And also misunderstood. Black man. Heading up. Kind of scrap. And also misunderstood. Jay.